And So This Is Christmas, 51 seasonally adjusted poems, written and read by Brian Bilston. This book is for life, not just for Christmas. Before proceeding further, please consider this poem carefully. Estimates suggest that as many as 500 copies of my books were abandoned in the weeks following last Christmas, many of which revealed signs of neglect, dust, uncracked spines, etc., and mistreatment, dog-eared pages, unseemly doodling, or damage consistent with having been thrown at a wall. Often these books were unable to find their way back again afterwards, and ended up drifting into a series of low-paid or unsuitable jobs, employed as coasters or door jams, or in the propping up of wonky desks and kitchen tables. One copy became a makeshift table tennis bat in an underfunded community centre. Others were found sleeping rough in boxes left outside charity shops. With great poetry comes great responsibility. And so, before embarking on this book, ask yourself these important questions. Am I committed to it? Can I offer it the home it deserves? Am I prepared for the impact it might have on my life? Part 1. It's beginning to look a lot like November. It's beginning to look a lot like November. Everywhere you go. Halloween's reduced to clear. Christmas will soon be here. There's only another 50 sleeps or so. It's beginning to sound a lot like November. Christmas songs all day. They're playing them in the mall, but don't try to deck your hall. The holly will have died with Yuletide several weeks away. On the telly there's ads with organised dads shopping for presents for mom. There are Santas on roofs who are offering proof that November's really come. Christmas lights are shining bright. October must be done. It's beginning to feel a lot like November. The day is coming near. It's probably for the best, for all work to take a rest. It's time to move those projects into the new year. It's beginning to feel a lot like November. How's it here so soon? That sense of creeping dread, you remember how you said the shopping this year would be done by June? It's beginning to look a lot like November. Everywhere you go. The world has gone insane. You embrace it all the same. It's the second most Christmassy month you know. The good old days. Pity the poor children of today, with their calendars stuffed with chocolates, never to know the thrill of opening a small cardboard door and discovering behind it a picture of a bell. Gloria in Excel spreadsheet. A note to the listeners here, just to say that on the printed page, this poem is presented in the form of a spreadsheet, with each word of the poem contained in a cell of the spreadsheet. And a rather magnificent-looking thing it is, too. Weary of the dull hours she'd spend writing Christmas cards to all her friends, and thinking of how best to say the same old things in different ways, Gloria made an Excel spreadsheet, a huge data set in which to keep a record of her friends, with details of each name, address, phone number, email, plus gender, class, age, place of birth, star sign, shoe size, net annual worth, until she'd built the most exhaustive reference, from views on Brexit to voting preference, and 1,000 other useless facts. Gloria then analysed this bank of stats. She profiled and labelled, scored and rated. Now her Christmas cards could be templated with new messages, mail merged, printed, affixed, tweaked to greet each demographic. Scientific and slick, it was quick, efficient. Next Christmas, she was friend deficient. Jealousy is the thing with feathers. Crow. Look at that. Look, would you? There he is again. Adonis, adored, adorning, season's greeting, tweeting. Oi, stop it. Oh, my bleeding heart. Bleeding Erythicus rubecula, syphiliticus rubic cube.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?